The City of London has found what they think of as a cheap and easy solution to loitering teens who harass subway riders and staff, the music of Mozart and Handel. A pilot program in the London Underground showed that teens are rather put off by classical music and would rather leave than listen. So now 35 tube stations in London's metropolitan area will blast the classics. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports.
Residents say the Elm Park underground station on the outskirts of East London was sometimes a tough and dangerous place at night. It was a meeting place for idle youths where vandalism and assaults on underground staff were common. 18 months ago, London's Transport Authority began running the station to a different tune. They installed speakers and piped concertos and symphonies over the ticket windows and turnstile. John Strutton, the manager of the Underground's Crime and Disorder Partnership, explains the scheme.
There was no great science, I'm afraid, involved in the choice of music. It's a case of trying to identify tracks that are quiet and calming rather than strong marching-type music. We don't want that sort of thing being played. So we've picked out various things by Mozart, Vivaldi, stuff that settles people down generally.
6 months into the experiment, the Underground commissioned a survey that found that verbal and physical abuse of staff had declined by a third. One local high school student, Rossini Golden, said the station used to be pretty rough and he wouldn't go there alone at night. As for the music, he sees it as a minor annoyance.
Well, it's like opera music. It's not really my thing. I don't like it, but I suppose it keeps it safer. Probably to like keep all the bad kids away and that, like the kids that hang around here.
So how does the music keep the gangs of kids away? Adrian North is a psychologist at Leicester University.
Human beings, generally speaking, are quite good at obtaining maximal pleasure from any sort of situation you put them in. And I think that's really what's happening here. These juvenile delinquents are saying, well, we can either stand here and listen to what we regard as this absolute rubbish, or alternatively, we couldn't take our delinquency elsewhere.
The question is, where are they taking it? Strutton, the transportation official, says there's no evidence that the antisocial behavior is simply moved into the surrounding streets. But he also emphasizes that the music is just one part of a larger effort to deliver brighter and better staffed stations. Indeed, the Elm Park station is watched over by video cameras, police patrols, and the occasional helicopter. And just to be safe, an official notice posted outside the station bans anyone under 16 from entering between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. without a parent or guardian. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, London.